Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Stefan, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Sane Man. I'm 19 now and have been falling overly infatuated with MGTOW philosophy. Since leaving high school, I've been jumping from one job to another, which started with modeling to hospitality, then the trades. But I haven't worked for months after I had felt uncomfortable in a truck with a 27-year-old female blonde. When I addressed the issue with my employer, she managed to spin it around and claimed I sexually harassed her, which I lost my job over. I have career goals, but still haven't recovered from how I was treated. Since also leaving high school, the amount of women I've had has gone insane. Even though I'm picky, I can't believe how easy women are to get into bed. I remember you suggested to me to date to experience it, which I started doing, but I'm still keeping the MGTOW philosophy in mind. Although the booty is good, I can't help but notice how annoying I find them, especially how demanding of my attention they are, and it's driving me insane. I like peace and quiet and to be by myself and away from everyone, but they hate that and they'll actually break down right in front of me over it. Women also cry over everything and I'm sick of hearing it. What are your thoughts on what I've said so far? Sandman, you've given me more knowledge and wisdom that I can connect with more than anyone has given me before. So I'd like to ask you about my main topic I've had on my mind and would be honored by your insight. After watching an Andrew Tate and David Portnoy video where they go toe-to-toe, I couldn't help but notice Andrew would say a factual statement but wouldn't bother to properly find the time to research information to back up his claims, and would fall back on personal experience. For example, they argued over if men had the highest IQ in the world, compared to women, to which Andrew would basically try and prove his point by getting Dave to look up the top 10 to 20 IQ people. Dave would respond by saying that the top IQ is a female, and annoyingly Andrew submits when he should have fired back. He should have just stated that the top 42 out of 50 people in the world with the highest IQs are men, with William James Sidis topping up the chart with roughly 250 IQ points, and the runner-up being a woman, Marilyn Vos Savant, at 228 IQ points, which would come up immediately after searching for the top IQ people in the world, and then scanning through the intelligent quotient section. In my opinion, I believe women are the opposite innocent, and don't deserve protection from most of the men here for how they are treating men in general these days. Women don't love men, but see what they've got to gain from us. The blonde chick in Dave's posse stated she broke up with her boyfriend and then started dating his friend, which I found disgusting. She's broken any brotherhood the friends may have had, and I believe she may have done it to get back at her ex. How's that for innocent behavior? Thanks to women and weak-minded men, we're also seeing the downfall of Western civilization as we know it. To finish off, I was also wondering where you see the world in the near future. Do you see NATO's hatred for Russia destroying us all, or do the fembots that rule the West take over the world or something in between? Sane Man, I'd hate to see you leave, especially after the major impact you've had on my life, like some kind of a father figure. I appreciate the work you've done for all of us. Well, Stefan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Stefan. The 19-year-old Chad gets a false allegation thrown his way by a female trucker clown world show. You can't even work around with women safely these days. How are you supposed to build a future when at any moment a woman is there to ruin it? People will always take her word over yours. When that happens, it's training men not to complain about women, even when the complaints are valid, or they will face retribution. I figure that most competent men will just start their own small businesses or work in areas of expertise where women aren't around anymore. All it takes is a small percentage of men to leave those industries full of false allegations that get woke, and the whole system starts to collapse. It's demoralizing to see someone your age, Stefan, getting wrecked so early in life due to gender politics. That's why so many people are moving towards pure escapism with their entertainment and absolutely no politics. Just look at Top Gun Maverick. The GPS coordinates in that film for the fictional enemy location that you don't actually know are somewhere in the North Pacific. You also don't see the enemy faces at all. Most of us are getting tired of the woke women out there, and we don't want to have to live on guard all the time, so we're checking out or going into fields like the trades, as you mentioned. So long as you get up the self-esteem to do it. That woman sounds like she destroyed your self-esteem, so you won't bother caring about your employment situation as much anymore. Women are intentionally demoralizing men, so we can't build up our confidence to compete with them in the job markets. They're beating us down with emotional abuse. Also, with regards to getting all the attention from women, congratulations on being in the top 10 or 20% of attractive males out there. So you now find them annoying while dating, do you? That's why I want you and other guys to date. You're not going to understand how needy and clingy they truly are until you've had a relationship with them. They get disgusted by men that are desperate for their attention, but they have zero shame-seeking hours out in their desperation. If they demand your attention and you give it to them, then they know you're pretty much interested in them. If they annoy you to no end and you stick around to stick it in them, then they know you most likely love them. They also cry to see your reaction to see if you care about them. A lot of the time it's just emotional manipulation to see where your emotions are. Stefan, you clearly don't fall in love all that easily, and they're actually testing you to make sure that you do. If you didn't find them annoying, then you'd most likely be in love. That takes care of your personal situation. As for Andrew Tate, yes, he should have fired back and mentioned that a woman may be the second on the world a list of IQs, but she's still just an outlier on the IQ bell curve. Men make up the majority of individuals on the high end, as well as on the low end of the IQ spectrum. Tate probably doesn't have the time to research that. He's busy living his life without a wife, building businesses and doing other things. I also don't think he wanted to bother correcting someone that was clearly wrong, and he knew it. It sounds to me like Dave was the one embarrassing himself saying that a woman was the one with the highest IQ. Maybe Tate knew that, but he didn't actually want to interrupt his opponent while they were making a mistake. After all, that's one of the rules of the art of war, and probably the art of debate. I think he's really important because he's undoing a lot of damage that's been done to young men's self-esteem. He calls himself a pimp, or positive, inspirational, motivational person. And that's needed desperately in today's gynocentric world. It encourages young men to work hard and think for themselves, and he comes from poverty and probably has at least $100 million in the bank now. Plus, he's done it through hard work like physical training in the gym, working hard in his personal business, as well as image and teaming up with his brother. When guys see what he's accomplished from nothing, they think to themselves, I could do that too if I tried. So it helps to get them started. Plus, he's doing all of that without a female relationship partner. He's unmarried and doesn't have any kids. He even says that living with a woman would not be optimal. I wonder what he'd think of the typical woman's bathroom counter if he lived with her, covered in dusty makeup. As for the Russia situation, Putin is training more troops. He's also declared victory in the parts of Ukraine that he's taken over, and he now considers them to be part of Russia. It's hard to say what's going to happen, but Europe is suffering because they don't have any gas to heat their homes and run their factories. Europe has thrown itself under the bus. It's going to be a long, cold winter, and a lot of people are going to freeze to death on that continent. I guess the German delegates shouldn't have laughed at Trump when he told them that they're too dependent on Russia for their energy needs. They probably thought he didn't know anything, and now we see who gets the last laugh. I think the war is going to drag on for many years, if not decades. The civil war in eastern Ukraine has been going on for almost a decade. The Russians, just like the Americans, need a war to help their soldiers be trained and a place to test their latest weapons. I also don't think that Putin is crazy enough to start WW3. But then again, I also didn't think he was crazy enough to invade Ukraine. Russians were poorly equipped to fight the war, and they lost a lot of personnel and vehicles, and they couldn't even have proper logistics only 5 to 10 miles away from their own border. It was a failure of military intelligence. The last time they fought a real war was WW2. I don't really count Afghanistan because the Mujahideen were mostly guerrillas. This time it's two armies fighting each other. The thing to watch is the situation in Europe. If people get fed up living a horrible life with little to no energy and have to spend most of their monthly income for it, they won't be happy. And they might eventually pressure their own leaders to negotiate with Putin. That's the way I see things ending, with Europe finally bending the knee. Putin recently said that Europe hasn't been figuring out its energy solutions, which is true to some extent. The problem is conventional European oil and gas production has been collapsing, or is pretty much down to zero in many countries. The only way to increase it is for Europe to start fracking, which I suspect they'll do now, as well as cutting back on people's lifestyles over there. The easiest solution is to make good with Putin. The harder solution is selling people on the fact that the green economy is bullshit, and that fossil fuels are the true source of our wealth. I keep beating the drum about peak oil, and no one is listening to me. What happens when Russia runs out of gas and oil as well? Then the real war begins for what scarce resources remain. The only problem is that Russia has nukes, and they just activated some massive nuclear sub, so the situation is basically a Mexican standoff at this point. Neither side wins if they shoot. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Stefan, the 19-year-old Chad, for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that it's easy to smash women if you're attractive. But if you do, then they tend to smash your peace of mind with all their nagging in order for you to bang them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Mikta.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women destroying the self-esteem of men so they can beat men at the game of life away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.